We have quite a good show up here, so welcome to you all. My name is Marcus Kummer. I'm Vice President for Public Policy. We have not set an agenda. We have in the past always tried to develop the agenda as it evolves and start with a session of agenda bashing and introducing each other. But before I do that, I would like to pass on the microphone to our President and CEO, Lynn St. Amour, to say a few words of welcome. Lynn, please.
Good evening, or good morning, or good afternoon for those that are joining us on WebEx. When people are settled down here, we'll go around the room and ask everybody to introduce themselves as well. So I didn't want people to think that we were skipping that part. I mean, I'll keep my remarks short. This meeting is about ISOC at ICANN. It's meant to help all of us sort of understand what are the issues that we see coming up in front of ICANN this week that is of interest to ISOC and share views on it. We are not a constituency inside of ICANN, but we are always very, very happy to see so many members and representatives from our chapters here at ICANN and here in this meeting. The turnout is always surprising because there are so many competing events at an ICANN meeting and so many other side meetings we can have. So we're very, very appreciative of the time and effort here. So I just want to add my welcome to Marcus's and look forward to having a good exchange on a number of topics. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. And before doing the tour de table, there was just 2 points I would like to mention. We have this ICANN meeting, we have for the first time issued Internet Society's rough guide to the ICANN meeting. That is basically copying the procedure we do at the IETF. We always issue a rough guide to the IETF to facilitate the navigation through the IETF meetings. This time we've done it for the first time for the ICANN meeting, and you should all have received it. It's possible that you did not receive it, but it should have gone out to all the various lists. Just a question, has anybody not received the rough guide to ICANN? You have received it then, I think. No? Well, the idea, it is not a comprehensive program or whatever. It just gives some highlights, and we hope it'll be useful to ISOC members who attend the ICANN meeting, but feedback would be appreciated. And the other point I was trying to make was we had last December, as you know, the big World Conference on International Telecommunications in Dubai, and that was an event that created considerable headlines. I know several chapters have organized post-mortem session. I participated in a session of the Swiss chapter, and next week I will be participating in a session of the Hong Kong chapter. So it's not my intention here to do a post-mortem, but the conference in Dubai was an important event, and the outcome was not what we had hoped for. We had hoped we would have a consensus that would be forward-looking and beneficial for the further development of the internet. We did not have a consensus, and in the UN context, it is rather rare that a meeting ends up with a split result, and as we all know, that was what happened. But let's not look backwards, let's look forward, and ISOC is very much interested in building bridges to work towards some more positive outcome in the future. And we know that there are various initiatives on the foot in the various regions, so we would certainly be quite interested in learning from you, gathering intelligence, as the jargon says, what happens in the regions, what you heard, what you see, what's happening, and also what the various chapters may be doing on the way forward. And with that, first I think we need to introduce also the other ISOC staff sitting here at the table before we go around and want to listen from you. Walda, could I ask you to get us started?
Hi, everyone. I'm Walda Roseman. I'm the COO of the Internet Society. It's always, I won't repeat what Lynn and Marcus have said, other than it's really always good to see you all here. I do want to note that this time on Tuesday evening in this room, we will have a meeting of the chapters. And so it would be great to see you here then as well. And that will be a different kind of meeting. I'll let Ted Mooney talk about what that will be about. So welcome.
Thank you. And that was the third point I forgot to mention. The chapters discussion will be on issues of relevance to chapters, will be on Tuesday. Ted, more about that.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ted Mooney. I'm the Senior Director for Membership and Services. And yes, there will be a meeting on Tuesday evening in the same room at the same time slot. And it's called the Chapters and Members Meeting. And while the membership of chapters is a dominant force within that meeting, I want to encourage members as well to join, even if you have no chapter affiliation. And that includes our organization members as well. It is generally a lively discussion and the opportunity to discuss particular issues of interest to chapter organizations, membership issues, et cetera, is in fact a great opportunity. So we look forward to seeing you there. And to my left is somebody whom some of you may not know, and I'm looking forward for you to meet her and for her to introduce herself.
Thanks, Ted. My name is Joyce Donier. I'm very new to ISOC. It's my second month. I'm the director of chapters, and I'm very happy to have met a couple of you already, and I'm looking forward to meeting the rest of you later today or Tuesday, hopefully. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Sophie Maddens. I'm Senior Director for Global Services, working based in the Reston office, but working with our regional offices. And as Marcus says, our regional offices are very important within the context of hearing the local message, working with chapters and members, and working on projects and programs in the region so that we may be sure to hear the local voices and incorporate the local voices and message within our global message and priorities and have a streamlining and listen to those local messages and stories as well.
Hi, everyone. My name is Navidul Haq, and I've also recently joined Internet Society as a chapter development manager for Asia Pacific. And I'm looking forward to develop our chapter activities and their work in Asia. Thank you.
Thank you. And now over to the chapters. Ping. Introduce all of you. Just say who you are and then...
Okay. Yeah. This is Ping Wong from Internet Society Hong Kong.
Same Society of Hong Kong, Joseph Ng, Vice Chair.
Yeah, Sivasubramanian Muthuswamy, Internet Society India, Chennai chapter.
Sorry if I interrupt. It's great if you're short and snappy, but we're also interested to hear a little bit, to learn from you, also what you would like to discuss. It's important for this meeting.
Okay. What occurred to me is a discussion on some large projects that ICANN and ISOC could jointly initiate, like a high-level training program. We wouldn't call it a training program, but maybe a program on internet governance that we could design with top-level politicians in mind.
My name is Glenn McKnight, and Evan Leibovich, who is not here. We're the two that are with ICANN, and we're the ISOC Canadian chapter. Well, two of us. Big things that are on our plate that we're quite interested in, which is resonates with a survey we did in Canada, is issues on access, digital literacy, net neutrality, all the standard stuff that all of us are concerned about in fairness. So I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
Kia ora, my name is Maureen Hilliard. I'm the board chair of the Pacific chapter, Pacific Islands chapter. I guess if you know, just after it, sort of like a general sort of like interest area, I think I'm very pleased to see that Ted's part of our meeting tonight, because one of our concerns is membership. And, you know, I know that our members are really keen to know, you know, like what the real benefits are for belonging to ISOC, as much as we try.
But thank you, but that sort of issue is for Tuesday, yes. Please.
My name is Victor Donan. I'm from ISOC Cameroon chapter. I'm here as our chapter is also an allies of ICANN, so I'm here as part of the at-large community, and just to see how there can be more collaboration between ISOC and ICANN. That was what we was talking about in Addis during the African strategy for ICANN. Thank you.
Okay, I'm Stefano Trompi. I'm the president of Italy's chapter. I'm here in ICANN as the GAC member, Governmental Advisory Council member for Italy. And also I'm a member of the Security and Stability Committee of ICANN.
Hi, my name is Laura Abba. I'm in ISOC Italia, and I'm a member of the Secretariat of Internet Governance inside the CNR, National Research Council for Italy. Internet governance is a topic of increasing importance, and I'm very interested in these topics.
I'm Wilson Avigaba from the Uganda chapter. The topics I'm interested in are the chapter activities which are for Tuesday. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Huan Ruyang. Actually, I work as ITF coordinator for Huawei Technologies, and I'm also as the delegate in ISOC. And it's my first time for the ICANN meeting, as the internet is actually quite huge, and I try to learn a little here. And thank you, everyone.
Hi, I'm Veni Markovsky. I'm vice president of ICANN for Russia, CIS, Eastern Europe, and Israel, of all places, so a lot of ISOC chapters there. But I'm also chairing the Bulgarian Internet Society chapter. As sometimes I joke, it's a lifetime position. Because as long as you don't get paid, nobody wants to do it. And therefore, some of us have to sacrifice. But we are one of the oldest ISOC chapters. And within the context of my two heads, so to speak, I think it's of particular interest to see how ISOC and ICANN can cooperate and coordinate their efforts regionally, because there is a lot of stuff that ICANN is doing which in some parts of the world which ISOC is doing in others, mainly educational and outreach issues. We already heard somebody here was mentioning the fact that they want to have more educational stuff around the internet governance. That's what I hear also in my capacity as VP of ICANN in this big region, and that's something that we are focusing as ICANN And you will hear a lot about it in the next financial year, hopefully, if the budget is approved. Because equally, the region is interested in getting know-how and skills and expertise from people, not necessarily from ICANN, but from the broader ICANN community, which includes not only ISOC, but the ISOC chapters, and people who are not necessarily related to ISOC or ICANN. So it would be good to see maybe also something that we are hoping to do is like have a pool of experts who are close to the region or who live in the region, but who can go and participate in events instead of having necessarily... I mean, everyone wants to have Lin or Fadi to go and speak, but they only have 24 hours every day for flying and speaking engagements, and that means no sleeping, no personal time. So I see the relationship between ISOC and ICANN as an opportunity to help each other in the areas where we're good at.
Hello, my name is Luke Chi. I come from the ISOC Taipei, and I come to here try to find any active Asia chapter and who try to promote the IPv6. Maybe we can have some co-work project in this year by our national project. And also, my college professor Deng, he's not here, but he will join the ICANN meeting in the following days. He tried to discussion with the ISAC HQ for maybe hold a INET meeting in the next year, something like that. Yeah, thanks.
Hello, I'm Leon Felipe Sanchez from Mexico. And just following up what Siba said and what Benny said, maybe ISAC should be thinking of some kind of a collaboration between ISOC and ICANN in the New Generation Leaders Program. Maybe, I mean, I've been part of both the New Generation Leader Program in ISOC and in the fellowship program with ICANN, and maybe ISOC could appoint some kind of ambassador like they do to the IGF to join the fellowship program and begin to work along with ICANN, with the fellows, and with the New Generation Leaders program from ISOC. Maybe that could be helpful in order to, you know, just collaborate with ICANN and ISOC more closely.
Hello, Ambrose Ruyoka is my name. I'm from Uganda, ISOC chapter. I'm here in ICANN as well as the GAC representative for Uganda. I work for the Ministry of Information and Communications Technology. So I'm also part of the coordination team for the National Internet Governance Forum. The issues I would like to discuss are for Tuesday, but just in case I'm not here, I would like to mention that I've been part of the team that has developed the National IPv6 Strategy. I coordinated that effort together with a policy for stakeholder involvement in the management of the 2G CCTLD that is currently before cabinet. So we still need a lot of capacity building in the areas of internet governance at whatever level, whether national chapters or global, but there's a lot of work that is required. We had a chance as a ministry to work with the Uganda chapter through the support by ISOC to do IPv6 training in a number of universities. But it would be interesting for us to know, in some of the universities we went to, you talk about IPv6 and people would think it's a software. And these are university students that are doing IT. So there's a lot of capacity building that is required down on the ground. Thank you very much.
Good evening. I'm Winthrop Yu from the Philippine chapter. Echoing everyone, I think it's still awareness and capacity building on the ground. ISOC Philippines was a participant in the lead-up to WICKET. Since then, we've held two post-WICKET fora, And it became very aware. We became aware immediately that a lot of the attendees at these four, they were multisectoral, but they were not really aware of the issues. So these became, instead of discussions on the issues, they became actually more introductions. So in each country, I suppose, it's very important to get people, more people aware. Not everyone, we can't do that, but more people aware of the issues surrounding internet governance.
Good evening. My name is Aziz Hilali. I am the chair of ISOC Morocco. ISOC Morocco was one of the first chapter of Africa, and we organize many events and capacity building. And the last event, it was about freedom and liberty of expression in Arabic countries. Thank you.
Hello, good evening. My name is Pedro Veiga. I am the president of the ISOC chapter of Portugal. We are dedicating more and more resources to discuss internet governance. We will have in Lisbon in June the European event of the Internet. Eurodig will be there, and on Tuesday I will try to elaborate a little more on that. But I have been following ICANN since 1999. For 8 years, I was the Portuguese representative to the GEC. Then I jumped to the CCNSO, something that just ended this January. And as we believe in the multi-stakeholder model, we believe it's a very important model. We want to understand all its dimensions, so we have to attend different meetings. And we try to contribute, giving our experience and how to manage this critical resource as the internet is, to keep it free. Thank you.
Thank you. Yrjö Länsipuro, president of the ISOC Finland, and also chair of the ICANN nominating committee, which is still looking for good candidates. The deadline is May 1st, and my message to you is really to you and to your chapters, we would like to have good candidates for all positions in ICANN from ISOC, from the ISOC world. This is one way to tackle this question of ISOC-ICANN cooperation. In general, I'm all for it, also in other forms. Thank you.
Hi, good evening. My name is Tomohiro Fujisaki from ISOC Japan chapter, and also I'm a member of the ASOAC, other supporting organization of ICANN. And yeah, many people say that. I also want to discuss about the internet governance issues and how to promote IPv6 implementation. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Alioune from Mali. I am a vice president of ISOC chapter. My interest is firstly the interconnection between ICANN and ISOC, because there are a lot of things to do, and which will work how to complete each other, and the secondly is capacity building for African country. Thank you.
My name is Michel Chonan, Cameroon chapter. I support idea of better cooperation between ISOC, regional ISOC, national ISOC, and ICANN. Thank you very much.
Good evening. My name is Barak Otieno. I am the interim chair of the Kenyan chapter, and also I work for Africa Top Level Domains Organization as the administrative manager, and ISOC has been a great partner. They've supported virtually all our capacity building programs across the continent, and we have a DNS forum coming up in the next ICANN meeting that we are doing jointly with the Internet Society in Durban, And I want to take this opportunity to invite all of you. Believe you me, it will not be a waste of time. The other issue is, insofar as the Kenya chapter is concerned, we are working with our partners and members within the country and the government. And together with the government of Kenya, we'll be hosting the African IGF in September. And again, we call upon support from all the African chapters and from the internet society community to make this a memorable event. We'll discuss more during the chapter's meeting on Tuesday.
Evening, everyone. My name is Fiona Songa. I am a member of the ISOC Kenya chapter. At ICANN, I sit on the Address Supporting Organization Council, and I'm also part of the second Accountability and Transparency Review Team. And I'm hoping that ISOC members will help us collect input on areas where ICANN can improve on its issues of accountability and transparency. Thank you.
And I take it Kevin has a running microphone. Okay, you can go around the room already, please.
Hello, everyone. I am Anupam Agarwal. I chair the Internet Society Calcutta chapter. The focus of the chapter is capacity building and outreach. So we do one event every month. That is our target. We have around 1,700 members and nearly 60 to 70 very active members. So I'm trying to find out ways where to channelize this energy. So that's one of the reasons we converted ISOC Calcutta as an ALS as well. So just looking for more avenues to involve my membership and to contribute further in this internet governance dialogue. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dan York with the Internet Society's Deployment and Operationalization Team, and many of you may know us from the Deploy 360 web portal. And my role is to look at how do we get IPv6 and DNSSEC more widely deployed. And so to the couple of you who have already talked about IPv6, I'd love to talk to you a bit more. And actually to the gentleman here from in South Africa, I was just talking to our South African staff about how we can help support, Kenya, with the Durban events. So I would also encourage people, I think, in talking to our South African or our African regional bureau staff, it's sounding like it should be a great event. So I'm looking forward to being part of that. I'm here this week to participate in a number of the DNSSEC and DNS security events. So you'll see me at those meetings.
Yes. Hello, my name is Elizabeth Alwatch, and I am the executive assistant to Lynn St. Amour, and I'm based in Reston, Virginia. And I provide support to Lynn and to her executive team, and I also provide some administrative support to the board as well.
Hi, hello everyone. My name is Joseph Lee. My employer is Affiliates, proudly a member of the Internet Society. And personally, I care a lot about the Internet standards, especially about internationalization as well. I'm just glad that to be here to talk to lots of people about the Internet standards and how Internet governance and how ISOC and ICANN and how collaborations will make internet better for everyone.
Hello, everybody. My name is Konstantinos Komaitis, and I am a member of the public policy team and at the Internet Society. My focus is on digital content and issues of intellectual property, and I'm very happy to be here and meet you all. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Avri Doria, and I'm addicted to joining. Right. I am a representative of an org member, .gay. I am on the board of directors of the ISOC New York chapter. I guess I've participated in a committee in ISOC. In ICANN, I'm also on the accountability team with Fiona, and encourage the telling us what needs to improve, and I do a bunch of other stuff that I can't even remember at the moment. So,
Sylvia from ISOC Poland, Sylvia Rudnik, ISOC Poland, and I would join just Shiva's and Veni's and Leon's request, or honest and humble request in ISOC working with ICANN to bring more young people from our chapters to this kind of conferences, because in Poland at the moment not many of them, actually none of them is attending, and to learn about emerging issues of the internet, to learn how it works, because they use it and they don't know how it works, and knowledge release and education in our region is not really well supported by the partisan and the organization that should be interested in. Thank you.
Hi everyone, my name is Tip. I'm from the I'm from Internet Society Asia Pacific Regional Bureau, and I'll be doing a short update of Asia Pacific's activities on the 9th when we have the chapters meeting. It's nice to meet everyone. Thank you.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Imani, and I'm from Niue in the Pacific Islands. I'm the representing my ILS, which is Internet User Society of Niue, but I'm also the secretary of the Pacific Islands chapter, and I'm working for Maureen, and thank you everyone for your help. Just like to support as well things like capacity building, especially in our area, and also looking at other things like equality in terms of pricing. I know you can't do much about satellites and all that, but that's our biggest problem of being just too divided around the whole thing, and also supporting as well, bringing some more youthful faces. I've been just said that I'm quite young by ISOC staff. So please encourage some other young people, and also that I can. Thank you very much.
My name is Yashar Rajiv. I'm from Azerbaijan, from Internet Society of Azerbaijan. As you may know, Internet Society Azerbaijan is still not a chapter, a global ISOC. So I'm here to learn it more deeply, the procedure of to be to involve with like a chapter of ISOC, and to be updated of new procedures and normal procedures for that. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Giovanni Seppia. I work for .eu, the URID registry manager, and I was invited to attend this meeting by two former colleagues of .IT, but I'm also interested in learning more about possible ICANN-ISOC interaction, and we also had some sort of ISOC interaction the URID board, so always interested to learn more about ISOC. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm Kevin Kramer with the Internet Society staff. Miss someone?
Thank you. Have you heard from
people on the?
Oh, people, remote participants. Can we? Who can patch them in? There's no one. Okay, I can't see that far. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Now that was a very interesting first round, and as some people judiciously have made use of this for commercials, I would also actually go back to our rough guide. Internet governance has been highlighted by many of you as one of the important issues. There will be a session tomorrow late afternoon on internet governance. It's more or less traditional dealing, among other things, with wicked follow-up, with events happening in the ITU, like the WTPF, but also looking at other UN events, such as the Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation and the Internet Governance Forum. That's tomorrow afternoon. I think it's at 5 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. And there will also be related event organized by the non-commercial users constituency that will be on Wednesday between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. It has the title One World, One Internet, New GTLDs, a competition in a changing global environment, and is supposed to look at sort of broader internet governance issues which may be of interest to you. Now, listening to all of you, I think the number one issue that came up was cooperation between ICANN and ISOC. And as part of that cooperation, I think also capacity building ranked very high. I was going to ask Veni to maybe develop a little bit further, as he's a senior ICANN staff member, but he must have had another meeting, as he's not in the room anymore, at least I can't see him. But he made one concrete suggestion, I think, and he did mention that the day has only 24 hours and that Lynn and Fadi can't be. Also, sometimes I wonder, because both of you are do so much, whether you manage to squeeze more than 24 hours into a day. But it is a very valid point. Yes, everybody may want to have the CEO as a speaker, but there are other people. And it is, I think, also important that you give to the regions a regional face. And one thing maybe collectively we have neglected a bit is to bring in new people and promote new people also to, you know, when there is a meeting in Africa, that the Africans look first and foremost to other Africans to be speakers, and there are good people there. I know that from experience. Looking at Fiona, I remember how she was getting people to the microphone at the East African IGF, and the very first East African IGF, most people, speakers were actually imported, and then you gradually moved towards replacing the imported people with local people. And I think that is an extremely important step, because local people give credibility to an event, give more credibility than whoever is flown in from afar. And I think this is something we have to think about, how best to do that and how to do it in a maybe more systematic way. But well, other issues, IPv6 was mentioned by two, and Dan has already addressed that. I don't think this is... Oh, Veni is back. this is not necessarily an issue we need to discuss here, because the tools, I think, are there, and Dan can help you bilaterally. Veni, I don't know whether you heard my comments, whether you would like to jump in. Well, I mean, I picked up on what you said, that, you know, it's much better. It's very good, obviously, to have top people addressing local and regional audience, but it's much better to have people from the regions who talk to the people in the regions, and that we have to maybe do more to find the people, to promote these people, and to give credibility to these people. Please.
Well, yes, I mean, it's part of the discussion that we have started on every region, and some of these discussions are public. You may see in the ICANN's agenda for this particular meeting that there will be public discussions of the Middle East and the African strategy and the Latin American strategy. So we are also having a closed session to discuss the Russian/CIS Eastern Europe strategy, which will make public at the end of the month, we hope. The part of this is, we are hearing it everywhere across the planet, that people want to see ICANN more engaged in educational efforts with the local academia, universities, high institutions, think tanks, and without revealing some confidential information, I can just share that there will be some announcement coming in the next week after the ICANN meeting is over, for example, from Russia for a particular engagement. There is a lady here from Bulgaria, from the University of one of the Sofia universities, which just joined the at-large. And they did it just because she was here as an ICANN fellow in Toronto, And then she got interested in this and engaged her university to the extent where the dean of the university is now interested. She's here again. I think these are, I mean, there are plenty more examples, but this is a way where you can see, or at least I can see where ISOC can have contribution to this. Because, first of all, there are chapters in 80 countries plus. Secondly, some of those chapters are founded by some of the internet pioneers or people who are very well familiar with the situation in their country. When there is an event taking place, I mean, you mentioned something in the beginning also about the WCIT and the coming World Telecommunications Policy Forum. We'll have also the WTDC, the plenipotentiary next year. There are a number of events where ISOC can make a difference through its chapters and it on its own. I mean, unlike the chapters, ISOC is a sector member. Unlike ICANN, ISOC is a sector member of the ITU, which means it has a way to get access to documents, but also send opinions, etc. But it may do much more in reaching out to the chapters to get their personal, their national opinions. If we want to educate, and that's our understanding, at least within ICANN, that there is a lot of need of education about internationalization of ICANN and internationalization of internet governance. These are the two topics that they're more mainly interested in my region. If we want to do that, the only way to do it is really to find the local experts. Like, for example, in Russia, there are several people. By the way, they're here. Michael Yakushev is a member of the ATRT, the Accountability and Transparency Review Team of ICANN. He was formerly with the WHOIS review team. He's a member of the board of the Russian CCTOD. There is also, for example, Dasha Barinova from Russia. She just got her PhD in national policies in CCTODs. I mean, I don't know of anyone else around the planet who has a PhD in this topic, you know. So the fact that it's actually to the Moscow University of International Relations, so it's a very respected university. We have Oksana Prikhodko, who is sitting behind you from Ukraine, who is very active in ETLARCH. We have now, I think, officially Russia has a chapter, ISOC chapter, recognized already. There is a discussion going about ISOC Azerbaijan. So clearly, all these organizations could contribute to the global dialogue, to the global effort to bring more understanding in the whole community, not only within governments, but within the broader internet audience. Like, people don't know that much about domain names. They really don't, because for them, this is like any service that they use. You know, they type google.com and they expect that there will be a search engine on the other end. They don't know anything about DNSSEC. We have a discussion in Russia right now about DNSSEC and the fact that they, even if they introduce it nationwide, the users will still not know that it's introduced. Like, isn't there an add-on for Firefox or for Internet Explorer which can show something on the in the address field? Which, and of course, I mean, this is a cross-cultural issue. Some of you may not get it, but one of the Russians was saying, you know, the way to do it is to start charging the users. We'll say, we're going to charge you $1 because we're providing you DNSSEC, and then everyone will understand that there is something like that. So, I mean, it was kind of a joke, but it actually can give you an idea like what the cross-cultural difference is. And I think ISOC can be very helpful because you have, I can imagine if this is a body, basically your staffers, the bureau directors, the chapter people, you're touching the hands of the broader internet community. You can feel the pulse. you know that if there is blood, how fast it's moving. You can figure out if there is a heartbeat, there is something going on there in this particular country, what can we do to help? Or, of course, there are also opportunities where the help may be in the other direction. What if, you know, there is some oppressive national legislation that is coming into the discussion and, you know, people may need help from legal advice to maybe a global effort to combat something bad happening. And I can remind everyone, even though it's already 14 years old, but when we in Bulgaria were fighting with the government against the implemented licensing of the internet services, ISOC chapters, even though there were not that many back then, they were very helpful because we could get opinions, WinSurf sent a letter, we reached out to Western politicians, which for Bulgaria was very important because we were a candidate to join the EU, so the opinion of the Europeans mattered. I'm sure that there are a number of examples that people who are here and people who can follow us online may give from their own region and their own country. Except for a couple of occasions, there is not a single country which is isolated so much that it cannot be influenced by friendly neighbors, for example. And last but not least, I think, I met him yesterday and we talked a little bit, there is something which is happening which is also kind of interesting at ICANN. There is a representative of Iran here, and he's the same guy who we have met at the ITU, Mr. Ariste, who I think is very good that he is here because he can see how ICANN works, and he can feel the difference. I'm sure he can feel the difference. Because when we talk about consensus and stuff like that, there is no possibility of anyone to say here, I suggest that we vote, and the minority is kind of put into the background, and it doesn't matter what you think. I mean, that's the beauty of this party stakeholder model. So this is like in a 7-minute nutshell.
Thank you. Well, I'm happy to say that, you know, to a large extent, we are trying to do precisely what you are suggesting, but obviously there is more that needs to be done. Just a few points to our Iranian colleague. I bumped into him yesterday and he was extremely cordial and he seems to enjoy himself. And I think it is indeed important to bring people into these meetings. We have done that also in the IETF and it has been very, very positive. It can actually change government's position. And I would also like to pick up what our colleague from the Philippines said. Sorry, I didn't get your name, but I mean, what you said was extremely important. And the Philippines played a very, very important role at the WICKED, as the government delegation obviously was extremely well informed, knew how the internet works, and we understand that they have been in touch with a chapter, and many chapters have done an extraordinary job in reaching out to their governments, informing their governments, working with their governments to make sure that the positions they had were not harmful to the internet. And this is something we have to build on, and it clearly is our intention to deepen that, but obviously more can be done and more will need to be done as the debate is not over. And Veni already mentioned there's an next plenipot, but also after plenipot 2014, there will be a plenipot 2018, and it will continue. There are governments that are not comfortable with the technology because the technology is challenging, it does not respect national borders, so governments like to know what happens within their national borders, but with the internet this is not always the case. And also many governments are not comfortable with a bottom-up multi-stakeholder model because that's not the way they're used to doing business. They normally go to a UN-type meetings where other stakeholders
sit at the back of the room and sit not at the same table. So we have to live with that, and we have to convince governments that it's in their own interest to work with the other stakeholders to learn how to play with the multi-stakeholder model, because that is what has made the internet to what it is. It is an agent for positive social development and economic growth, and most governments are interested in economic growth and job creation. We have to convince them that it's good for them. But we have not, thank you, Veni, for your very articulate intervention, but we have not actually touched on what many people have said on how to go into the nitty-gritty of improving the interconnection between ICANN and ISOC in these matters, also in capacity building. We are also, we have been engaged in capacity building. I don't know, maybe whether some of my colleagues who are much closer to these issues would like to comment, but obviously we're not here to dominate the discussion. We are here to listen to you and to learn from you. And so my main question is then, how do we actually address this, what many of you have expressed on how to improve the collaboration between ICANN and ISOC? And we have a good collaboration, but like any human endeavor, there is always room for improvement. I take it you would like to comment.
I actually just wanted to ask people in the room, I mean, the best way to increase collaboration is identifying need. So if we could actually identify where there's a specific need or any specific suggestions that people have, then we can use that as a jumping off point for further evaluation. If people really want to know what we're doing in capacity building, there are a lot of people here around the table that have participated in that know of that, and I think can speak and represent that here. But I think in terms of what we did here around the table, which was for more collaboration, which I don't think was the end in and of itself. It was actually to achieve something in countries. And if we focus on what are the things that we can achieve or what are the things that we see as having the most need, then I think we can work to build the appropriate programs and collaboration mechanisms around them.
Thank you. To me, I think the end justifies the means. When you look at, I'll take the example of in the African continent, ISOC is collaborating with different players in the local community on very specific interventions. And I think going forward, that should be what we should do. We have to be very deliberate on the issues that we want to tackle or the issues that we want to solve. If it is capacity building, ICANN actually now has a strategy on the African continent. The issue is, how can we come together so that we take advantage of the synergy to achieve common objectives? Because our objective is the internet for everyone. Let's not forget that. So I would strongly suggest that we encourage collaboration and we support ongoing initiatives so that we can be able to get more mileage on the ground. And the same case, I actually came to the ICANN meeting because of AFTLD, but recognizing the role that the Internet Society is playing in AFTLD and in my local community, that's why I have to find time to participate in this activity, because in as much as I am here for ICANN, I know the Internet Society is making ICANN advance its ideals. So we just need to have a system in place that will continuously identify the needs on the ground, and then we focus on addressing those particular needs. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comment? Fiona, would you like? Yeah? No?
Marcus?
I was just thinking aloud, and I was thinking maybe one thing that the chapters can do and what has worked for a country like Kenya, we get a lot of assistance from ISOC, and I'm very happy about that. But we have done it in a way that everything we do is a partnership. And I think for ISOC, it's easier when we are footing part of the expenses of the activities, such as capacity building. We try to get industry to support part of the cost and ask ISOC to help with the cost of the trainers and stuff like that. And in some cases, we have also stepped in to assist ISOC as they carry out trainings within the African continent. We house the training gear at our office, and anytime it needs to be shipped around, we handle the logistics of making sure that the kit gets to where it's supposed to be on time so that the ISOC trainers can get whatever they need available when they need it. But it's about a partnership between the individual community looking at your needs and ISOC coming in as a partner. And then at the end of the day, I think you need to also to see now ICANN coming in again as another partner. And I think what has worked well for Africa has been the fact that we have identified we can use the synergy of both ISOC and ICANN coming in to help in areas that we approach them to help in. And therefore, at the end of the day, you'll find we try and make it easier for both. If we went to ICANN alone and asked them to support us fully, probably it wouldn't happen. If we went to ISOC head office and told you to support us fully, it probably wouldn't happen either. But because we come and ask you part of this, want support for this, we've already raised this much, because we've already gone to ICANN and asked for support for this, or we've gone to the industry and asked for support, partial support for whatever it is we want, it makes it easier to achieve goals. And those are quick wins that a chapter can run with and members of ISOC can run with. And at the end of the day, it becomes a win-win for everybody.
Thank you. Sivas, yeah. Was first, then Yerio, and okay.
Yeah, I was not actually talking about capacity building. I was talking about a very high level of training, a ministerial level of retreat, if I may call that. And so think of a GAC meeting, a GAC retreat, not with all the GAC members, but some of the countries, not only at the present level of participation, but at a higher level of participation, completely suspended of all rules and procedure for a day or two, in the presence of the chair and CEO of ICANN, the chair, president and CEO of Internet Society, and Marcus Kummer, and people who understand Internet governance, including some of the government ministers who understand Internet governance, like the Philippines delegation that Marcus was talking about. So in that environment, there could be an informal exchange of views. If we don't call it a systematic presentation kind of education, if it is an interactive roundtable discussion where people who understand impart their knowledge and wisdom to others and inspire others to have a similar position, a few governments changing positions could alter the internet governance in a scenario drastically. What we need is a modified way of thinking in the minds of the ministers of some governments or the heads of state of some governments that we should try to achieve. And that could be achieved if this program is planned at a very high level as a non-compromising program. Maybe we could, for a start, we could consult Wolfgang Kleinwaster, who had done this European School of European Summer School of Internet Governance, and talk about a program, a two-day retreat at for a very high level of audience. Thank you.
Thank you. Yerio, Glenn, and the gentleman from Uganda, and Stefano.
Thank you, Marcus. Without repeating my non-commercial, I could offer three ways of improving this cooperation. First of all, just by doing what ISOC was doing before and during WCIT. I mean, the analyses and the summaries by Sally were just fantastic for governments who wanted to defend ICANN. I mean, it's that sort of analysis, it really serves ICANN as well. The second thing is that ICANN clearly is now trying to internationalize, become a sort of de facto international organization, which is of course difficult because at the same time you have to promise to be, you know, forever based in California. But anyway, I mean, there is this effort, you know, like decentralizing the headquarters, for instance, and talking about sub-headquarters in Singapore and Istanbul and so on and so forth. So since we, the ISOC, I mean, we have a fairly good organization on a local level in all sorts of countries, I think that there is a way to help ICANN with this local knowledge from places which are still unknown territory for ICANN. And the third possibility, and I realize that this is somewhat controversial, but some ICANN chapters are also ALAC or at-large structures. Like, for instance, ISOC Finland, and we are pretty happy with that situation because that gives us a handle also inside the ICANN. So that's something perhaps that could be discussed. But of course, the decision is pretty much with every chapter itself. Thank you.
Thank you. Glenn, yes, please.
Since you mentioned NOMCOM, two other people that have just joined us, I'm on NOMCOM as well, but Saranoush and Victoria. A number of things that come to my mind on capacity building. For the last 4 years, I've worked with IEEE on our humanitarian technology challenge, and we partnered with the UN Foundation, and it was going pretty good until the Haiti earthquake happened, and then all the funds went elsewhere. But from my experience doing international work, I do see the problem of matching funding. It's a bit of a shell game, and it makes it extremely difficult for developing countries to come up with that from their existing businesses or government to come up with that 50%. Sometimes it's okay if it's in kind, but if it's hard cash, it's a lot more difficult. What I found in our partnerships on, especially with communication technology initiatives with IEEE, IEEE is the largest engineering society in the world, 360,000 members. They have an incredible war chest. They have a humanitarian mandate. It says it right in their mission. Strongly recommend, if you don't have any connections with IEEE, make it. The other thing is, from a Canadian perspective, we work with CETA, which is Canadian Economic Development Agency, but I know SIDA from Sweden, DFAT from England, INVENT from Germany, Soros Foundation, the list goes on and on and on. One of the projects we worked on years ago was ICT for Development in 10 West African countries, and it was an amazing opportunity. And I would say that I'm more than happy to champion the cause for capacity development from our own development agency. CETA has a particular focus. Africa has become a priority for them, so please talk to me. From our perspective on capacity building, before we formulated it, we saw a huge gap. And industry actually came to us and said, why don't you start looking at formulating a chapter? And 10 years ago, we were told that individuals were trying to get a chapter going, and it's not a question of money, it's a question of will. Ted knows us very well, 6 months working away at this, and it wasn't a question of money, it was a matter of capacity building and sticking through it. We have found that since we started, we saw so many things that we wish we were around years ago, like many of you. We had a $15 million program annually for providing access to the internet called Telecommunities Canada. And it was a community access program, all gone. We have incredible disparity in the north.
we have urban, rural areas, and we have seniors. These are three major issues that we hope as a chapter can address those issues. Thank you.
Thank you. Philippines and then Uganda. Yes. Can you please also repeat your names, as I didn't quite get them yet?
Yes, Winthrop Yu from the Philippines. I was impressed by Kenya. It seems they did a lot of coordinating to get all this together. They were speaking to ICANN, they were speaking to ISOC, things like that. Immediately what comes to mind, for example, we have an Asia Internet Symposium in the Philippines at the end of May. We're sure to have ISOC speakers. We would very much like to have an ICANN speaker there as well, or usually sometimes we coordinate with APNIC. But then again, now we have to do the work of actually getting in touch with each of them. Perhaps it may be a good idea in the region or elsewhere for ISOC, ICANN, and the RIRs to say, okay, where are the things where we can cooperate on? If we have a regular event or a series of events in this region, you know, we can do a joint roadshow. It avoids actually duplication of effort, because sometimes what ISOC will discuss may be exactly the same thing that ICANN will discuss. So instead of doing the same thing over, you know, if you're doing basics today, you don't want to do basics 3 months down the road. So instead, it will take work, coordination, but instead you do, say, basics now. 3 months later, you do something a bit more advanced. That way the thing moves forward a bit.
I would suggest we finish getting intervention and then we ask colleagues to give their reactions and their ideas. Now, you, please. And can you again also repeat your name?
Thank you. Ambrose from Uganda. The Uganda ISOC chapter was launched last year. And Wilson, Adrian, and I were at the center of having it reinitiated. But so what I like about the governance of ISOC is that you have an establishment on the ground. And at the moment you don't have that with ICANN. You don't have people call them ICANN members within a given locality. And the existence of a chapter like within a country like Uganda gives us a government an initial point of contact on internet issues. So at the launch, my minister was invited to be the chief guest. And I'm glad that Sophia is here, because she met with our minister in Uganda, I think, sometime last year. Yeah, sure. About the same time that we were about launching the chapter. So since then, anything that concerns the internet, the first point of contact is ISOC, the ISOC members. So you say, have you consulted the ISOC members? And then that brings the synergy and the starting point for capacity building. If you have to build capacity, one within the public sector and the private sector, we have an establishment on the ground called ISOC. And because even that, ISOC being on the ground, within a period of 2-3 weeks, we're able to do awareness in 7 universities across the country, because there are members who are on the ground. So the point of which comes in from the ICANN colleague there, of working with universities to do capacity building, I think this would be best done through people who are on the ground and who are the ISOC members. So a partnership and a synergy can be done, that if ICANN is going to do programs within universities of capacity building, then first point of contact are the members of ISOC on the ground. Last month, there was a multi-stakeholder internet governance meeting in Addis Ababa for Africa. And there were two ministers who attended. And one of them was the minister from Uganda, was my minister. But you need to ask me what it took us to make sure the minister attends. First of all, to first explain what is ICANN, how it relates to government, what are the benefits, the mode of meetings, and things like that. So, and it links in with the colleague from India, what he said, that the capacity building we need should also be at different levels. If you have awareness, starting with the executives, the political leaders, and structure it in that kind of forum of way, and you see how you can have ICANN and ISOC participating together in all that, because we are all working for the internet. With no internet, there's no ICANN, there's no ISOC. So the intersection is the internet. So if we do capacity building, design programs that start by targeting the political leaders, and then you go down the technical people, I think work will be easier. And why I think it's going to be easier is when you have an ISOC chapter, you have people on the ground who are the first point of contact. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. This is indeed the scenario they described is basically our main objective. We would like the chapters to be the main interlocutor of the government for internet issues. And many chapters actually succeeded in being precisely that, as your chapter has already. There are other... Okay, ladies first, yes. Yes, please.
Yes, I guess I was just taken a little bit on the hop earlier on. But I congratulate Kenya for, they mentioned that there'd been some strategic development, so collaboration with ISOC about looking at, a plan of development. And I think that this is something that is particularly needed, in our region. And I know that with Naveed coming in, I think that that's going to be particularly important for us to be able to work with the Bureau to actually look at, how we develop the ISOC, an ISOC strategy. But I sort of like one of the things that I know that is probably in our relationship with ICANN, for example, that PIC-ISOC is probably developing, I think one of the good things that I sort of see within the ICANN structure is that participative, the aspect of it is that, we're quite... We're probably more involved. I just sort of feel that we're more involved with the ICANN organisation in that, there's always working groups going on, there's that sort of stuff, and people are actually asked to contribute. And, I know that even within PIC-ISOC, we're actually encouraging more ALSs. We're encouraging smaller groups of our members to become part of an organisation that actually asks for their input, asks for them to become more involved. And this is when I mentioned what value do we get out of ISOC, as members, how do we get to feel that we're really part of an organisation who is actually interested in us as individual members, I think that this is where the collab, as everyone's saying, there just needs to be a better partnership between ISOC and ICANN, so that we're actually working together and working for the same thing. And that the members that we've got, Anupam with the 1,700 members, that's a really big group of people who could have an amazing influence on both organisations. And we've got 800 odd, but for us, it's really quite unique, because when you're looking at needs, we're looking at the needs of 22 different countries, and they're all really, the needs that I have in the Cook Islands is different from Niue or Papua New Guinea, which is ginormous. Again, it's looking at how we actually can benefit both organisations within the membership that we've got. Thank you.
Victor, and then Stefano.
Okay, thank you. You, Marcos, in your introduction mentioned the CSTD, one of the groups of the United Nations, where Among other things, the discussion is about the so-called enhanced cooperation. And of course, ICANN and ISOC are more than cooperating. They are complementary because the culture is the base that bring us to be complementary. But it is important that we try to figure out how this fact will impact the evolution where we are right now. I'm mentioning now the question of new GTLDs. That is the main argument that we are discussing here in Beijing. And it is evident that the countries from Latin America, from Africa, they participated very, very little in the application for new GTLDs. And since we verified here that the capacity building is one of the tasks that from both sides, even ICANN is trying to intervene in this, but ISOC from the beginning, let's say, ISOC is for Internet is for everyone was our motto. And but the problem is that while the Internet Society is certainly multi-stakeholder, but with no specific leadership. ICANN has a leadership that is of the private sector. Although Fadi, the CEO, keeps saying that ICANN is a multi-equal stakeholder. And then we have in the discussions a conflict of interest between the governments from one side and the private sector on the other side. And for example, we verified today that one third of all the 1,930 applications are coming from brands, from companies, name of companies or brands. And it is evident that also going ahead in future calls, if this brand new top-level domain have a relative success, this will be multiplied. But especially in favoring all the countries coming from North America, Europe, and maybe Australia and Canada and a few others. So I think that we have to strengthen this effort of capacity building between the two organizations in a complementary way in order to try to give the certainty that we are really working for lowering down the digital divide. So this is something that is very, very interesting. And finally, I want to stress the fact that while ICANN is setting up offices, regional offices in different parts of the world, but the headquarters are still, and all the responsibility, legal responsibility, is still tied to the legal status of California in United States. While here, the chapters are established in the countries. And so the Internet Society has this big advantage compared to ICANN, that we may claim to be really distributed in all the countries. And so we have to work on these characteristics in order to be united and being able to demonstrate that there is a real evolution, especially in these times post-Wikit, because after the discussions in Dubai, we have on the attention of the United Nations Environment, ITU, just to mention one well-known organization, we have to be so cooperative, try to convince that if the others will come to work with us, then we will obtain good results. Thank you.
Thank you. Victor,
Thank you, Marcus. Victor Ndonang, ISOC Cameroon chapter, for the record. So my comment was just coming back to how to make that collaboration be more effective. So I will be targeted on the outgoing Africa strategy for ICANN, which can be soon become the African strategy for internet development, simply. It's not just for ICANN, it's for developing the internet in Africa. And it's focusing now on developing the domain name industry in Africa. And ISOC had been promoting development of content. And the domain name is the foundation of the website, of the content that ISOC is talking about. So this is a way that ISOC and ICANN can collaborate to promote the development of the domain name market. And then when a person has a domain name, they will be soon have a website and then put in something online. And we have been talking about capacity building. Africans have been building, we have been building capacity of Africans technically since many years. But enough change is not happening. Why? If I take the case of IPv6, since 2 or 3 years, let's say hundreds and hundreds of engineers have been training, but there is little move of adopting and really deploying IPv6. Why? Because people who decide are not understanding the topic. So from my point of view, capacity building have to be moved to people who decide and let them say, this is important. Because in Cameroon, we have been working on the IPv6 with the support of ISOC. But really, change is not happening because managers, government members, they are not understanding the importance of IPv6. We can explain to them, but if ISOC or ICANN, during a local meeting, can come and say, the internet is changing, this tool is important, and then I just have a talk with them, they will be more open for, let's say, in Cameroon, talking about the national telco. The manager can easily have a local strategy for moving up ahead for IPv6. It's the same thing for DNSSEC. I've been training a lot of engineers, but change is not happening because manager of CCTLD does not understand the importance of that. And lastly, I will be moving about using people who have been trained, young people. And it was in the discussion in Addis Ababa about the African strategy. It had been proposed to have an ICANN Academy. And in Addis Ababa, I say, ISOC had been developing a program, the Next Generation Leader Program. Many Africans have been trained. So ICANN, indeed, instead of starting a new academic program, can use those young people who successfully participated in the Next Generation Program, who have been mentoring to IGF, to IETF, using them, and then we can move forward more fast. So, thank you. Just one word. There is an upcoming CTO, the Commonwealth Telecommunication Cybersecurity Forum in Yaoundé at the end of this month. So ICANN will be intervening in the agenda. And I was just wondering, occasion like that can be one to ISOC to come and make the local chapter more respectful. Because if someone from ISOC have a slot intervention during that forum, our minister, our prime minister will be there, and they will say, this is the person coming from ISO, and there is a chapter. So Next time when we come to them, they will say, you are an important local organization, and that will be more receptive with what we are proposing to them. So that is why ISOC can help chapter to be more effective locally and make change happen. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We are almost approaching the end time. I don't know whether we can stay on a little bit longer or whether that will kick us out, but we certainly had a very rich, substantive discussion with many good suggestions, and I know that some of my colleagues are burning to comment or intervene. I mean, there were really many good suggestions. Some of the issues we're actually already working on. And I think several people mentioned that ICANN and ISOC are complementary. We cannot be comparing us. It's like comparing apples and pears. We have different roles and different functions. So we each have strengths in different areas, and our remit is much broader than the ICANN remit, which is a very focused operational remit. So this is something that needs to be borne in mind, but also that reinventing the wheel is a waste of resources. That I think that also came across, that it is important that we create synergies and build on what already exists. But who would like to take it for Walder, please?
Thank you. You know, I was jet-lagged when I came in here, and you really woke me up. I'm always very energized when I listen to all of you, at particularly this meeting, because the ideas that are coming across are so relevant and so timely. You see a lot of people here from our chapters and regional organizations. There are many, many more of them, because we are really stepping up our effort to work with our chapters and our membership this year in a mutually engaging manner. It's critical. I mean, the ideas that are coming across this table are a perfect example of why it has to be mutually engaging. I just want to, instead of responding to all of it, I wanted to make just one key point, because it's come up again and again. It's probably the theme of this meeting, and that is opportunities to collaborate between ICANN and ISOC. Sophie and I were at the ICANN meeting in Dubai, and I went on to the one in Addis. Spent a lot of time with ICANN, and they with me, actually. And as a result of that, this week, we are going to be sitting down with them and our regional people and chapters people and theirs, and exchanging information about what we're doing in the regions and what the chapters are doing, and where there are increased opportunities for us to collaborate. We already do collaborate, certainly in the CCTLD area, for example. But there is a new leadership, and there is a new and ramped-up level of engagement on ICANN's part that makes us very happy, because there is also on our part. And so they have agreed to sit down with us and say, okay, here's what we're hoping to do, and here's what we're hoping to do. Now, where can we put more power into it by doing it together, and also try to avoid duplication, make sure we're mission clear, because I think that's very important, and we hear that from you as well. And if you have more ideas, please bring them forward also before Tuesday and also Tuesday night. We're very open to it. But also, don't just tell us. You know, tell the ICANN people that it's really important for ICANN and ISOC to be building on what's already happening and what needs to happen. And I think that that message, which we've heard very forcefully today, if that continues, is going to have a really positive impact. There's an awful lot to learn in this room and outside of this room through our chapters and through our members. We need to learn it. I think everybody needs to learn it and convey what the rest of us know to each other.
Thank you, Walda. Thank you, Marcus, for just giving me a minute. And when I listen to Fiona and Brock, and when I look at Navid and listen to the Pacific Island chapters, I think what's essential as well, and when I listen to collaboration and cooperation, I see the collaboration and cooperation that you've had with our bureau directors, that you've had with our chapter teams. So that synergy between the wonderful people in our chapters and members, but also the wonderful people that we have in our regional bureaus and the way they reach out to you and have really worked hand in hand with you. I think of the Addis meeting in which Dawood and his team worked with you on the ground to make it a very successful meeting and to bring in the ISOC message also into that particular forum. So I just wanted to see, and I see here the chapters team around me as well, and with Walda as well, we work hand in hand. We talk to each other on a daily basis because for us, it really is important to bring the local message into the global message and the global message into the local message and really work hand in hand with you so that we can bring the internet to everyone.
Thank you. I don't have eyes at the back, but I'm told there was... I would like to add her comments. Yes, please.
Thank you, Marcus. Briefly, an announcement related to capacity building. I would like to invite you to share with your network to invitation to apply for the Next Generation Leaders e-learning course in French, English, and Spanish languages. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Lynn, would you like to comment?
I mean, so many good things have been said already. That was Carlos joining, I think, both by everyone here in the room and then I think recently in terms of Walda and Sophie. I think this has been one of the best discussions we've actually had here as a room. A lot of good points, but also taking it to the next level of concreteness so we can actually walk away and begin actioning something from it, which is always the most helpful. I just again want to echo a lot of the comments in terms of how important it is that we all work together. You know, there's a lot of ground to be covered in the internet, whether it's policy or it's capacity building, whether it's at a ministerial level or a grassroots level, whether it's the 5-year-old or the 55-year-old. You know, there's just a tremendous amount of ground to cover, and I think we need to leverage everything we can. I do think it's important that we all do pay attention, as both Marcus and Walda said, to our mission. When we go into places where voices count, the fact that they see the organizations as separate, with separate voices and separate perspectives, all arguing towards the same end point, counts for a lot. We saw that through WSIS 1 and WSIS 2 tremendously. I think we saw it in WICCID as well. So I think for me there's a real practical reason for keeping clear on the mission responsibility. Voices count. Lots of voices count when you're actually in those forums. I just always so excited by ISOC and our mission and our passion and how much we care about the internet and the difference it makes that, you know, I've been coming to these forums for years, and I get invigorated every single time I come to a meeting like this. So I just want to thank everybody for their contributions. And I'm not sure if Carlos was trying to get in or not, but if not, maybe we can give him a moment. Carlos, we thought you were trying to... make some comments. So if you'd like to unmute and do so, this is your time.
doesn't seem to be the case. I mean, we're open to listen to him. I would certainly echo the comments that this discussion was really very rich, and I think it was one of the most interesting meetings we had so far, I think, at the ISOC at ICANN series. And there are so many, a wealth of suggestions that it's almost impossible to summarize. But again, I would like also to echo, the internet is not about ISOC, it's not about ICANN, it's about collaboration, it's about the internet ecosystem. We should not forget the other important actors, the regional internet registries, but also the IETF that sets the standards on which the internet is built, and the open global interoperable standards are, after all, the key of the success of the internet. Yes, I said on some of the suggestions we're actually already working on. I was particularly interested in Victor's suggestion of linking the work on domain names with local content, and we are actually working with the African Union on .Africa with this particular perspective. Last year we had commissioned a study with co-produced with UNESCO and the OECD, which actually showed this virtuous circle of producing local content that keeps the traffic local and that brings down the cost and that adds substance to the local communities, to the local content. So this is indeed for us a very important and a promising issue area. So I take it that Carlos is not trying to say add anything, and then I would say that we have... Oh. He is coming, yes, okay, please. Doesn't seem to work. These glitches do happen when we have remote participation. We attach a lot of importance to remote participation, but we have to live with the fact that it doesn't always work. So with that, if you agree, I would like to conclude our meeting and thank every one of you for your active participation and for your interesting contributions. And let's build on that, and we will take it up separately, and we can deepen the dialogue on Tuesday when we have the chapter. Well, with that, thank you all, and... have a nice rest of the evening. Thank you.
Thank you.